Former GM for U.S. defense contractor pleads guilty to selling stolen trade secrets to Russian broker. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. Peter Williams, 39, an Australian national, pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court today in connection with selling his employer's trade secrets to a Russian cyber tools broker. Williams pleaded to two counts of theft of trade secrets. The material, stolen over a three-year period from the U.S. defense contractor where he worked, was comprised of national security-focused software that included at least 8 sensitive and protected cyber exploit components. Those components were meant to be sold exclusively to the U.S. government and select allies. Williams sold the trade secrets to a Russian cyber tools broker that publicly advertises itself as a reseller of cyber exploits to various customers, including the Russian government. Each of the charges carries a statutory maximum of 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 or twice the pecuniary gain or loss of the offense. America's national security is not for sale, especially in an evolving threat landscape where cybercrime poses a serious danger to our citizens, said Attorney General Pamela Bondi. Thank you to all the attorneys who worked so hard to secure this guilty plea. Williams betrayed the United States and his employer by first stealing and then selling intelligence-related software to a foreign broker that touted its ties to Russia and other foreign governments, said Assistant Attorney General for National Security John A. Eisenberg. His conduct was deliberate and deceitful, imperiling our national security for the sake of personal gain. Today's guilty plea reflects our commitment to ensuring that insiders who abuse their positions of trust face serious consequences. We continue to vigorously investigate those who betray our national security by selling valuable U.S. trade secrets to international cyber brokers who support foreign cyber actors, said U.S. Attorney Jeanine Ferris Pirro. These international cyber brokers are the next wave of international arms dealers, and we continue to be vigilant about their activities. The conduct here caused over $35 million of loss to a company in the District of Columbia and allowed non-allied foreign cyber actors to obtain sophisticated cyber exploits that were likely used against numerous unsuspecting victims. Williams placed greed over freedom and democracy by stealing and reselling $35 million of cyber trade secrets from a U.S. cleared defense contractor to a Russian government supplier, said Assistant Director Roman Rozhovsky of the FBI's Counterintelligence Division. By doing so, he gave Russian cyber actors an advantage in their massive campaign to victimize U.S. citizens and businesses. This plea sends a clear message that the FBI and our partners will defend the homeland and bring to justice anyone who helps our adversaries jeopardize U.S. national security. According to the facts admitted in connection with the guilty plea, from approximately 2022 through 2025, Williams improperly used his access to the defense contractor's secure network to steal the cyber exploit components that constituted the trade secrets. Williams resold those components in exchange for the promise of millions of dollars in cryptocurrency. To effectuate these sales, Williams entered into multiple written contracts with the Russian broker, which involved payment for the initial sale of the components, and additional periodic payments for follow-on support. Williams transferred the 8 components and trade secrets to the Russian broker through encrypted means. He used the proceeds to buy himself high-value items. This case was investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Baltimore Field Office. The matter is being prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorneys Tejpal Chawla and Jason McCullough for the District of Columbia, Trial Attorney Prava Palacharla for the National Security Division's NSD, National Security Cyber Section, and Trial Attorney Nicholas Hunter for NSD's Counterintelligence and Export Control Section. Substantial assistance was also provided by Interim U.S. Attorney Scott Bradford for the District of Oregon prior to his current appointment. Updated October 29, 2025.